brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Do about 30 minutes overdrive. Some stations carry it, but if not, everybody can go to Infowars.com/show and find the free audio and video feeds there. I got a bunch of news I haven't gotten to, so I'm going to overdrive. I'm going to go to calls right now and come back, go to more calls, then into the news. Things like this: bank robbery suspect wants NSA surveillance records for defense. Now that all the sheeple are learning this is going on, people are going to say, hey, you have records that I was on the phone when that robbery went on. So then everybody's going to want to start dialing into this, kind of like a public Google, into the whole public's activity. And this is just amazing. Spachinik thinks it's all a big psyop, and he says he knows General Alexander. I got to be honest, though. You know, Spachinik says some really inflammatory things on air. And I know he listens. He's a very interesting guy, and I just think about, you know, what is he going to say once he gets on air? But I'm thinking about getting him on to talk about this because he is a very interesting source. And I mean, he went into North Korea during the whole Korean crisis thing. I mean, he's a real character. So we've got some of that news. And I just had Hamid Ghul on, which, again, I think he was overdriving on his iPhone via Skype, but most of it you could hear pretty good. It's just such important information. And I really can't find anything he's saying that, you know, isn't true when it comes to military stuff. Here's the deal. The West is stirring up and funding radical Islamists so they have an excuse to invade and take over the countries, to not even put good governments in, but to put worse ones in to keep the cycle going. It is hyper immoral. And they go, well, war isn't moral. We're doing this to dominate. The people doing it don't want us to have families. The globalists that have conquered us are the worst bunch in the world, is my point. I don't want to be under these Islamic regimes. I don't want to be under, some type of, totalitarian Christian government. I don't want to be under, I want to be under the Constitution. I want to be under due process and freedom. And, man, right now we're a conquered state of the globalist. They've got the federal government. They got most of the states. They're taking over. They're trying to shut off the free internet. That's what this NSA building all these giant bases are about, is about the new internet. That's the new conduit. The Google is part of the NSA. And I don't like being conquered. And they've come in with a corporate system so that it isn't a foreign army, because they know people always resist that. And by resisting it, not serving you food, not being your friend, not paying the taxes, militarily resisting you. There's many ways to resist, so they know to come in with Hollywood stars and glitz, and it's a psychological takeover. And I want the New World Order out of my life. I mean, much of the public is just caught in complete thrall, having no idea how much scientific manipulation they're under. And then you talk to somebody like Hamid Ghul, I mean, because I'm informed about this stuff. And I know for some new listeners who may not be informed, that might have been, sounded like Martian to you, especially with the bad connection or the jumbled connection, what he was saying, but I'm listening to it, and it's just all right on. I mean, because it's on record they created a new al-Qaeda on top of the old al-Qaeda and a new Taliban. And then they went and arrested the real Taliban that wasn't really doing anything and flew the new fake Taliban out to safety into Pakistan. That was the airlift of evil. And then you just see full-spectrum dominance. For someone that doesn't get this, it's like, what do you mean our government funds the terrorists? They're fighting them. No, they fund them as the reason to be in those countries. They fund them as the reason to have the black hole to spend trillions of dollars on. I mean, it's so elementary. I don't know how the public doesn't get it. Remember the famous case like 18 years ago? It was when I first got on air. I covered it. In New York City, a guy was going around with a ball-peen hammer, breaking 100 windshields a night on average. And the cops finally clicked and went, look at all these ads for windshield dings up everywhere, and staked out and caught the owner in the areas going and bashing the windshields out right under his billboards to then have people go get the windshields fixed. I mean, that's it. That's how it works. That's what it is. Okay? It's real simple.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Overdrive, take your phone calls. There's a lot of other breaking news as well up on InfoWars.com. Congressman Peter King calls for prosecution of journalists who broke NSA snooping story. The NSA is committing felonies billions of times a day, conservatively. It's on record it's a felony. It's on record they've been caught lying. It's on record they're building a machine many times bigger than it was. It's on record that Alexander has bragged it'll be able to take over the old web, shut down free speech. It is incredible. It is outrageous that all of this is going on. And the article written by Steve Watson breaks all this down. In fact, Steve goes over it. The rep who supported terrorists calls for jailing reporters in America. And that's right, King is on record supporting the IRA. And again, folks, I support Irish freedom and independence. But if you look at the IRA the last 50 years, it was a British intelligence operation to remove the moral high ground away from the Irish people so that they can claim we have to be here because you're bombing London. Almost all of that was staged. Almost all of it. That's now mainline news in England. So King wasn't even really supporting the Irish Republican Army. He was supporting intelligence front groups against the Irish people. from my research. Again, it's more sophisticated than that, ladies and gentlemen. But once you understand the sophistication, it's all completely clear, and it's admitted. It's not just we're saying this is our view. So it's pretty disgusting. It is pretty darn disgusting to see the persecution of the press. And I'm telling you, this whole Homeland Security thing is for the Tea Party. It's for libertarians. You got Joe Biden in private speeches saying we got to shut down the Tea Party and go after Rand Paul. Because they know Rand Paul is popular, populist, constitutional, and is going to take over the Republican Party. Freedom is sexy politically. And people want it. And a real constitutional vision will bring people together. How about everybody likes to organize into a gang? How about we organize as freedom lovers together and stop worrying about which race or religion or color or sexual preference, all these things. Let's start becoming pro-human, pro-liberty. And anything the globalists are pushing, we know is bad. It's not a conservative or liberal issue, abortion. It's an issue of they push it to lower the population. It is done to dehumanize humanity. I don't want to go on a tirade. I said I'd go to your calls. John in Florida, thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex? It's great to finally get to talk to you.
Great to have you.
Listen, Alex, you know, you came back from London, and, you know, you said we got to take this to a whole new level, and you're right. And, you know, Adam Kokesh was talking about a march on D.C., an armed march. He was talking about the Second Amendment. But you know what? This thing is so much bigger than all that. We need a march on Washington, D.C., calling for the impeachment of Obama. We need to start right at the top. He's the captain of the ship. He says he doesn't know what the NSA is doing. He says he doesn't know about the IRS and what they're doing. He doesn't know anything. Well, you know, if you're a captain and you don't know anything, then you don't need to be the captain anymore.
Well, listen, here's the issue. I don't think one march will do it, but marching locally, calling into radio, going to city council, talking about issues, resisting, speaking out in the TSA line, spreading the word about this broadcast. We've got 22,167 signatures for an article we put up last week and gave no promotion for the White House to respond to a petition for Obama to resign for illegally violating Article 1, Section 8, and, you know, all the different things that they've done. We put it out July 7th, 2013. We did another one, too, just on the spine. We need to see the numbers on that. And it's due July 7th. It started a few weeks ago, or last week. The point is, guys, print me that and show me the InfoWars article. What I want is the InfoWars article, because what they did is they did two petitions, and there's one particular one that I particularly want to promote. But my point is, just print me the InfoWars, I can pull it up, the InfoWars article, so I can give people the specifics and give them the headline to be able to find it. Go sign the petition so that the White House has to respond. Okay, and again, people say, well, it doesn't matter, it's a non-binding petition. It makes them respond and makes it a media issue. So I agree with you. We need to push, and even if Obama's just a puppet, it scares the other puppets when we hold them accountable. Go ahead.
Absolutely. See, the thing is if Obama feels the heat and if people start calling for him to resign or calling for impeachment or whatever, you know, all the minions under them, too, start worrying and scurrying. And that's what we need to do. And I'll tell you, as a listener, and I've only been a listener for a few months, I have felt a lot of things going on in this country were just wrong. It was all in my gut. And when I started listening to your program, it just came so alive in me. I tell you what, I gotta read a dose of the Bible every day just to keep my temper down and just to keep some peace when I hear.
Listen, instead of getting angry, I hear you, brother, and thanks for the call, John. Instead of getting angry, go wake people up. Get aggressive. Every few people you wake up in numbers, that brings them down. Everybody's always looking for one magic solution, one march, one thing that can be done. And that doesn't exist. If the one film was made that hit the zeitgeist and was like an hour long and was seen by 300 million Americans and caused a total shift, kind of like Uncle Tom's Cabin or something against slavery, then maybe. But other than that, there is no silver bullet. There is no silver bullet. It's a lot of little things that lead to the collapse of the globalist. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Connecticut. Fred, thanks for holding. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I'm calling with some Sandy Hook information regarding your upcoming meeting with Dr. Steve Pachenik.
Yes.
Okay. My sister is a social worker in that town, and she's been working very closely with Jack Pinto's family. Jack Pinto.
Sir, I have no idea what you're talking about. People call in here like they're calling, you know, like their cousin or something about what happened in the barn. I mean, I don't.
Oh, wait, hang on. Let me explain. Pachenik is going around saying Sandy Hook never happened. What I'm here to tell your audience is that I know for a fact that it did. I don't know exactly what happened, but I'm saying that you got to watch out for that guy. I do not trust him. I know for a fact that people are missed in that town and children have died. And I think it's ridiculous that he's going out, you know, promoting George Bush and promoting the fact that he thinks that Sandy Hook never happened.
No, I hear you. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I'm going to move quick to the other callers. I believe people were killed at Sandy Hook, and I'm on record saying that. And basically, Bloomberg and others are saying that I didn't say that. And I believe people died in the Boston bombing. Okay, I just want to be clear about all that. Let's go ahead and talk. So I speak for me, and I hear you, but I'm moving quick to get to everybody. Alan in Georgia, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
And pray, just one thing, first and foremost, is praise God for somebody like Hamid Ghul. I would like to, you know, give your audience a little taste of what he's all about. He's got a quote here back when I think it was 10 hours from the September 11th attack, where they were asking him, did he believe Osama bin Laden was behind it? And he says, from a cave inside a mountain or a peasant's hovel? Let's be serious. Osama inspires countless millions by standing up for Islam against American and Israel imperialism. He doesn't have the means for such a sophisticated operation. Not only that, in the same article here, this is UPI.com. This is actually a source that Wikipedia left.
Now, I know Ghul said that. Nervous. And he pointed out they killed Benazir Bhutto and the rest of it. Now, he's a super heavy hitter. That's why
and
I wish
thing, he said that Osama bin Laden's English was impeccable. I mean, he's been to universities and says he's impeccable, but yeah, he's got these CIA videos where we're being told what he's telling all of us and how he's.
Oh no, his CIA code name was Tim Osman. That's on record. No, it's all staged. The killing of bin Laden is all staged. It's all fake.
Okay, and another thing is, well, you know, just to also throw this in there, I did make the video The Dark Tyrant Rises. I don't know if you actually, you know, got to see that or not, but for the Stop Dictator Obama contest, ACON for a while was my YouTube name.
Well, great job, bro. I'm gonna jump real quick to get one more person in. Thank you. Alexis in New York, first-time caller. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. I recently came across a documentary by Aaron Russo. He used to be a famous director in, you know, the 90s. He died of, you know, quote-unquote cancer.
Yes, American Freedom to Fascism.
Yeah, and he couldn't find a law that requires the average American to pay an income tax. I heard you earlier talking about how they're targeting, you know, certain groups on income taxes. Well,
No, the billionaires don't pay any taxes on average. I mean, it's all a giant scam. It's all a complete fraud.
Yeah, and I was wondering if maybe, you know, you'd like to attend a protest that I'm trying to put together on the first weekend in August in D.C. To, you know, protest against it because they need to stop. They can't keep doing this. We are.
Well, ma'am, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I probably won't be able to attend that, but I have been for, you know, 18 years exposing that the IRS is a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve and is designed to siphon off our money and bankrupt the country. Lindsay, last caller real fast. Thanks for holding from Washington. Go ahead and take us out.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller, and I just was wanted to let you know I'm completely savvy with what you have at risk and I wanted to thank you very much. And what I wanted to talk to you about was the new Kinect for the Microsoft.
Yeah, that scans your whole house and watches you and tracks you,
Yeah, well, you know, Dr. Ron Paul said he had concerns about Snowden getting hit with a cruise missile or a drone attack. This new Kinect, to me, looks like something where they can track you, and if they don't like what you say or deem you a threat to America,
to get it out as a drone strike against Americans without...
Well, they don't have to do that. They just give you vaccines and you die anyways. Or you drink fluoride and you become mentally retarded. But, no, I mean, the Kinect is an Imperial probe droid robot literally watching you in your house. I mean, that's a fact.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, so I want to get your take on the state of the world. I want to take a lot of phone calls when I come back in the next segment. For first-time callers, it's 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And then we've got Colonel Tony Schaefer joining us with the inside scoop on the NSA, the funding of Al-Qaeda, all the big scandals. He's got a lot to break down today. when he joins us. And then we've got General Hamid Ghul, the former head of Pakistani intelligence, ISI, who ran the CIA covert war in Afghanistan against the Russians. He's going to be joining us to give us all the little geopolitical secrets, because, I mean, I've already researched all this myself. I know Ghul to be extremely accurate and to have made big announcements months before they were in the geopolitical arena publicly. So very powerful interview with Ghul set for the third hour today. I guess that'll be 11 p.m. Pakistan time. Okay, some of the other, you know, big news I'm going to keep getting into, and Schaefer's on with us. NSA spying is about intimidating the media and the American citizens. Blanket surveillance is about covering up government corruption and chilling free speech, not catching terrorists. And I should probably have Watson add to the article, because I worked on it with him. It's an article by Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson. This Investor's Business Daily article and the congressman on Monday here on the show saying exactly that. But it's now been confirmed that they will not target radical mosque even with warrantless wiretapping, but everyone else. And that's because they don't want the radical mosque being surveilled, because they're running them. They're trying to get attacks going, because every time there's an attack, who loses their rights? I mean, you cannot deny this. And it's the fact that we'll cover this great truth, and we're the first to do it, that I'm demonized by the entire liberal, fake, you know, liberal authoritarian media, all the fake neocons. All of them are attacking us now, because it's all coming out and we've got incredible credibility. It's coming out the government gave $1 billion to Al-Qaeda. Rand Paul's saying, why are we funding Al-Qaeda in the Senate floor? And he's the most popular Republican. Because mainline Republicans are waking up. And they know who hits the barbed wire first. Max Keiser has an article out today that we posted on Infowars.com where it talks about shock jocks and populist politicians awakening Britain. And how the Liberty Movement's the hottest thing over there, and how Liberty candidates are winning in all the major elections. I mean, I was there and the cops were all, we love you, we're awake. I mean, it's like Ceausescu's Romania, ladies and gentlemen. No one knew it was going to fall until the day it did. And most of you, again, are not recognized like I am or some other libertarian public figure is. We get overrun with supporters. Now, again, we're still a minority, maybe 30-40%, but 5% started the war with the Brits, or they started it, but you know, we won it, our ancestors, and then set up a new country. I'm not looking for a war. I have selfish reasons for that, but also intellectually, militarily, historically, they want to start a physical war because they've got a better chance of winning that than they do of winning a gradual awakening velvet revolution, a cultural revolution, but not a Maoist one. Basically, the quintessential opposite, a libertarian, individually driven, but also collectively working together as individuals against the collective communist, who themselves are run by the collective crony capitalist. And that's the great oxymoron that isn't an oxymoron. It is the ultra-old money that always finances command and control, because that's how they centralize markets. That's where the mega-wealth comes from. Then you don't have to compete. You just got to have cameras and black uniforms and citizen snitches. And we know where all this spying goes, historically. We know where it leads. So this article is very important. NSA spying is about intimidating the media and American citizens. Blanket surveillance is about covering up government corruption and chilling free speech, not catching terrorists. And then Paul Watson goes over all of the history and evidence of that. I mean, they've had all this total surveillance. Did it stop 9/11? No. Did it stop the Boston bombings? No. Then you go find out, oh, actually, people at the NSA knew about the attacks of 9/11 and tried to stop it and were ordered to stand down. And what did those people listening to the phone calls hear, like Cybele Edmonds and others? They heard Al-Qaeda being commanded by criminal elements of who? The CIA and private contractor corporations. The government's so big, folks, when we say the government did 9/11, criminal elements within the government that want to bring down freedom and want to have a centralized system, they run Al-Qaeda. They did it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this. Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For 50 years, we've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports, violence. So what do? We give them what they want. We're number one, Ben. That's all that counts. Believe me, I've been in the business 30 years.
Well, I haven't been in show business as long as you have, Killian. But I'm a quick learner. So I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. This is one of the main centers of resistance to the global crime syndicate's organized takeover. And they are trying to take us to a very bad place indeed. The toll-free number to join us, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And it is the 13th day of June 2013. And I'm going to your phone calls here in just a moment. But getting back to the public rollout. Now, whether these leaks are real or not, they're going to try to spin it now as a public discussion to sell us on how everything we do being tracked is for our own safety. And even if they can convince a majority of people to support this in a constitutional republic, it is still illegal. Just like if you have 51% of people saying, you know, blacks shouldn't have a right to vote or eat in a restaurant, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, common law, common sense states, no, they do have that right. And it's the same story over and over again. They're trying to sell us on this idea. But I will remind you again, what is in Investor Business Daily, that the NSA is not allowed to target Muslims. And people will say, oh, that's because Barack Obama is a secret Muslim. No, he's not. They don't want other parts of federal agencies stopping the provocateur groups that they're out there organizing to carry out events, which they then use to demonize Muslims and go after the general public's rights and liberties. It's a very simple equation. It's full spectrum dominance. They go after the American people with the terrorist threat, and they go after the countries that they blame for the terror threat with what they've manufactured, and then the globalists get to take over everything at the same time. It is elementary how they do this, and we have to get this basic understanding through our minds. And it's not my view, it's not my opinion. This whole thing is hiding in plain sight. It is now all admitted. And that is why we're being demonized. That is why we're being attacked. That is why they're going after us. Because we're here going, the government's training to take on conservatives, libertarians, gun owners, and saying veterans of the new terror threat. The government's buying billions of rounds of ammo, 7,000 armored vehicles. They're setting up checkpoints. They're getting riot control police ready everywhere. They're saying that they're preparing for imminent collapse. I don't know if that's really going to happen or they're using this as an excuse to put all this in place. But regardless, it's a giant boondoggle to the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about. He said it will take over, and it's run by a technological elite. That's a quote. And then here we are. He said that in 61. And here we are, it's all come true. And that's why they're attacking us, because we're speaking common sense. And yeah, then I go on a BBC news show, and they got two guys cutting me off, trying to shut me up, laughing at me. So I just blew up at them and said, look, I'm not going to play this game anymore. I want to do a special piece on this from Vice magazine. Vice actually does some pretty good stories sometimes. But now that they're on mainstream television, they're getting a little bit more establishment. And I want to do a kind of like a professor piece on this to show the anatomy of a sophomoric trendy hit piece. Of course, almost every commenter in this article when I read it this morning, like 90%+ of them are against it, saying, what's wrong with you? You're demonizing the crowd. This is done to make dissent look bad. They went and found that, you know, people out there are kind of having a carnival time, maybe 5% of the thousands that came out to protest Bilderberg. And then they say no one could tell us why they were there. No one could tell us what Bilderberg was. Everyone was basically idiots. And they say it over and over and over again, lying to their audience. And you know who was really there? A famous, because it was in the news, I wish I'd have run into him, a famous 90-year-old RAF fighter ace that shot down a bunch of German aircraft over London. He was there. There were two members of parliament, a member of the European Union parliament giving powerful speeches. The crowd, basically about half of them looked like Irish and British and Scottish farmers. There were a lot of Scots that, you know, came down. There was a group of Scots that actually walked in, because that's like a cultural thing to walk 400, 500 miles. They walked in to London to be there. Just an amazing group of people. And they went around and found every person that was there to have a good time and acting goofy, so what? So what? Well, you should go protest and cover things in and make it fun. I mean, I don't judge people because they got tattoos on their faces or, you know, or they're, offering, people, massages or whatever. But that was a small minority. And they distort it and make a sick joke out of it. And the good news is people got angry at it. But then, they ask, well, what is Bilderberg? Why does it matter? And Alex claims they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. Why would they want to do that? And nothing he said was coherent. Really, we have a history of Western governments doing thousands of declassified lethal test programs, nerve gassing trips, putting syphilis in people's vaccines, just radiating foster children. And I'm up there giving the speech about that and saying they're doing it now on a wide scale. And holding up the London Independent from that day, saying 40% of Britons will have cancer within 4 years at the current rate, National Health Service, but no discussion of why is everybody getting cancer? It's always let's find a cure. And then in the article, they say, what does that mean? We should find out why everybody's getting cancer, why the rate's going up, instead of finding a cure. And the article says that makes no sense. We want to find a cure. It'd be like if 100 people a night in Austin, Texas were getting shot, saying we need to find a way to cure gunshot wounds instead of finding out who's shooting 100 people a night. I mean, if 1,000 people a day in Chicago were being poisoned by cyanide, would you try to find a cure for cyanide poisoning and have everybody walk around with a pack of cyanide antidote, which, by the way, there isn't one? No, you try to find out who's poisoning people. And they literally sit there acting like they don't know what I'm talking about. And I thought about it. That's why I get mad at Piers Morgan. That's why I got mad at the BBC. When a bunch of condescending fake intellectuals are sitting there going, so you believe Bilderberg exists and you believe they have bad plans. I'm like, look. I'm done playing games. So Jesus Christ went in and overturned the money changers' tables. Paul Revere wrote around saying, get your guns, get ready to kill people. And we call him a hero. I'm just saying, look, I'm done with you. You just came into this promo piece saying that, oh, these people believe we're poisoning the water. They had a Bilderberg guy in the tape piece and one in studio. Right before I went on, I walked past him. I interviewed their Treasury Secretary, the Exchequer, the Chancellor. It's on Infowars.com. I saw people on there going, oh, really? You want to be a Bilderberger? Yeah, right. People cannot believe that someone could stand up, that someone could resist, that someone could have success, and I'm nobody. People cannot believe anything. They can't believe we had Mike Judge on the show. They couldn't believe we interviewed Charlie Sheen. They couldn't believe we interviewed Ron Paul. They can't believe we're going to have Hamid Ghul on. They can't believe we have whistleblowers because they live unexceptional lives in their basements thinking everyone else is like them and that humanity's basically done. And that's why they don't believe there can be corrupt elites, even though those corrupt elites write books about what they're doing, because they think everyone is such an incredible, pathetic, jellyfish, cynical, wannabe trendy, who are actually just scared little boys and girls sitting there criticizing the rest of us that want to build a better civilization and a better future. I mean, I've had people over the years come to my house or my parents' house and see some of my oil paintings, which I don't even think are that good. I mean, some of them are pretty good. And they go, there's no way you painted that. And I go, oh, is that a figure of speech like your joke? No, I don't believe you painted that. That you're like a redneck. I mean, how did you paint? You're from Texas. You people can't even, wipe your noses. I mean, I just don't get like the yuppie thing where they're like all domesticated and they're scared of guns unless it's in the hands of the government, and they don't believe anything can be created or nothing can be done, and they just kind of walk around all weak, freaking out over everything and jealous of anyone who's successful. I mean, I just don't get it. I want humanity to get off its knees and stand up. I believe in humanity. I think you're beautiful. I think you're smart. I think you have a destiny. I know you do. And I just do not understand how you've bought into this idea that humanity's a bunch of crud. Yes, we can do some horrible things. True. All right, I'm done ranting. I said I'd take phone calls. We got so much news coming up. I mean, look at this. I talked about this 2 days ago, but now it's finally getting news coverage, and I heard it on a local radio station this morning. They were like, why would the cops be running federal checkpoints all over the country, not just Alabama, where you pull up to one lane and they're there at a checkpoint and say, mind if we take a blood sample? Because they've had these things before in Texas. I've driven into one where they use it to search your car. And they see the scared person. They direct people over because the public's so scared. I mean, if a cop said, take your dress off, most women would do it right there. I mean, you know. And they say, bend over, and they put their hands inside of you now in Texas. I mean, we can show you the video, folks. They say, bend over, and they take your pants off and ram their hand. You know, I mean, this is how America works now. So they say, and they sit there with needles taking your blood now, and it's a federal program, and no one knows why they're doing it. They're doing it to acclimate everyone. It's already on executive order that they're going to take blood at highway checkpoints. I covered that in my first film, 1997. People are like, well, where is it then? They haven't phased it in yet because people aren't going along with it. Just like when they start, I remember 15 years ago, I saw the city council plan with the federal document because it was on TV, on access. You know, they carry the city channel. I watched it. And they said, we're here with this $1 million grant over the next 3 years to start big discounts and incentives for the newest above the current emission standards on the car. And they said this will be used to prepare and acclimate the public for when the new federal regulations come out. And then I went to one of the events to cover it, and they said, yes, we're here to condition the public. And just like that sounds innocuous, that's why they have helicopter drills and army checkpoints and do all this, is to acclimate you. They're going to pull you over, and they're going to take blood from everybody, and that's the stated plan. But it's for your safety, of course. Just like the government ships the narcotics in on record for your safety. Stop being chumps. We have a Bill of Rights and Constitution for a reason, because anytime you let a government get big, corrupt groups take it over, and hell gets released. Cyber Command said 5 years ago they're going to attack news sites in the U.S. They're involved in psyops. This whole thing is aimed at America, folks. The globalists have conquered America. They're not in full control yet, but they've conquered the federal government. They've got a million reasons why they're doing what they're doing, but they're carrying out Agenda 21 to bankrupt you and your family. Richard in Idaho, you're on the air, first-time caller, welcome. Go ahead, Richard. I'm not getting any audio from the network. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, I've got a few points to make, and I got to tell you, this is no prank call. I've listened to other prank callers call, but this is not one of those. I have a couple of points that I want to make, first of all.
Well, number one, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold right now. There's a phenomenon, and we've not started call screening, because I kind of like that wild card thing where people could just call in unless I'm talking about a specific topic. But I think we're going to install call screening for one reason. People want to be call screened, and they get on the show, and they do a call screen thing with me. They tell me what they want to talk about. Sir, Richard, you are on the air. Sir, I want to hear from you. Make your point. Go ahead.
So several weeks ago, you mentioned a name about a counterintelligence agent, John Loftus. I believe his name is John Christopher Loftus. He comes from Ogden, Utah, where I actually come from. I believe that he's been used to gather intel upon who I am due to the fact of who my daughter is.
Well, sir, again, you say it's not a prank call. I can't just have people come on my show and talk about a public figure saying you have connections to him. Send us a letter. See if you believe he's gathered intel. He's like a retired Justice Department lawyer that exposed that MI6 was involved in the London bombings on Fox News and the Associated Press, and also wrote a book about IBM and the Holocaust.
Give me a moment, please. Okay.
No, I'm not going to give you a moment. I appreciate your call. You've got to send me proof. You say you believe he's surveilling your daughter. I'm not in the business here of getting sued, okay? All right, there you go. And now I'll be a government agent because I did that. And listen, I apologize to you, caller, if you've got some proof, but, I mean, this is just wild. Let's talk to Shane in Pennsylvania. Shane, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to make a point about what you were saying earlier about how they're trying to force this debate now between liberty and security. And
when you give up liberty, you get tyranny. You never get the security. The insecurity is letting them do this.
Exactly. And, you know, it's kind of an uphill battle because, you know, the general public has just been conditioned to accept this. I mean, you turn on The Dark Knight and their heroes are using sonar and stuff like that to catch the bad guy.
Well, they're using the wireless system on the phone to broadcast and look through walls and pick up the thing, which is what the Kinect and the smart meter does.
Exactly.
Everything is conditioning.
Right. And, you know, the villain in Skyfall is just, you know, some hacker computer guy. And it's just, it's all over the place.
And the government's outgunned and doesn't even know how to open their email. The poor babies. The poor babies.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add? It's a great point, Shane. You want to come back and add some more?
No, I'm good. Thanks, Alex.
God bless you. Great points. Again, we don't screen calls, so we get the very best and the very worst. But, you know, it's like when callers call in and say, my name's John Doe, and sometimes people will spoof and say they're someone else. So I don't like last names on air, and I don't like saying stuff about people that you can't prove first. Okay? We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
All right, I'm going to to go right back to your phone calls in this segment and the next, then Colonel Tony Shaver is going to be joining us on all the scandals, his new book, and so much more. Can't wait to pick his brain. He was involved, obviously, in the unit that could have killed Bin Laden two separate times and was ordered to stand down by the CIA right before 9/11. Briefly, InfidelBodyArmor.com. Amazing body armor that is way better than chromatic body armor that only stops six rounds. This will stop hundreds of AK-47, M4, 30-06, 308, and more. InfidelBodyArmor.com. And the way it's all rigged and set up is just phenomenal, and the pricing is amazing. Rated level 3 armor, 888-608-6605. 888-608-6605, InfidelBodyArmor.com. And don't forget, we have ProPure, the best gravity-fed filters, with 10% off with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. All the books, the videos, all of it is up there at InfoWarsStore.com. When you shop with the good guys, the Patriots, it allows us to continue our operations and hopefully expand. Right now, we're at the break-even point, so funding us is more important than ever. I want to thank all of you that do support the transmission. Okay, we got some good news I haven't gotten to yet, and I'll get to this after Schaefer leaves us. Justices of the Supreme Court rule human genes cannot be patented, and that gives you some hope for sanity, and I've scanned over part of the ruling. I don't really see any loopholes in there. I mean, obviously, they go and they get blood samples and stuff. They even patent your particular genes, but also the gene for cancer of a particular type, and then try to block you from testing it. Monsanto has said you can't test those honeybees' guts, you know, for our Roundup pesticide because we have that patented. And we have the gene mutation for the BT corn patented. So we'll sue you if you try to test for our poison. And courts have ruled for them. That's asinine. You're like, if they could patent cyanide, and you can't test for cyanide at the autopsy because we have that patented. You're not selling it, so you should be able to test for it. And it's just outrageous. It is outrageous. And this is some good news. This is some sanity. There's a fight between good and evil going on right now, folks. Let's talk to John in New York, first-time caller. Thanks for holding, John. Good to talk to you. How may I serve you today?
Alex, you're doing great work. I enjoy listening to you. I don't agree with everything you say, but then again, if I did, I wouldn't be thinking for myself. But I do credit you with opening my eyes to a lot of issues.
Sure, thank you.
You know, there's a lot of talk lately about this surveillance grid that's been created, and I really think that they've been moving not just through surveillance, but I think they've even moved it, stepped it up a little bit to interference, specifically with what you're doing. I use an application on my iPhone to listen to your program over the internet when I'm driving in my car and whatnot, and when I'm home, listening to your program using this one particular application, if I'm listening to it on my Wi-Fi, it works just fine. But as soon as I leave my house and go out into AT&T's coverage with their 4G, using the same program, it gets scrambled and I lose my connection and I can't listen. So I've tested this in a few ways where I listen to other radio stations or other radio programs. I'll be listening to it on my Wi-Fi. I'll drive out of range. It will stay on. It will reshuffle itself and buffer and go to either another server or it will keep playing. But whenever I try to listen to InfoWars Radio using this particular program over the AT&T network, I'm unable to.
Well, you know, that could just be that we need to upgrade those free apps. We need people to make free apps for us. I mean, we have limited resources. We're trying to develop some new apps right now.
I'm not sure, Alex, seriously, because it works just fine when I'm within my own network. But as soon as I leave to go into AT&T's 4G network, it gets redirected to other servers.
No, what I'm saying is it may not be meshing with that system well, or who knows, they may be trying to block it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of